All right, God bless you guys. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church, Harvest New Life Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. We're going to get started on that previous show we had coming up in a series dealing with the seven gifts of the Spirit. We're going to kind of elaborate on them a little bit for those who had a chance to be with us on yesterday. We had the man of God from our verbal life, Samuel O'Neill. Had a little problem with the system. Never happened. From time to time, you run shows we run, but we're going to come back and we're going to run them again. Fight at a later time, but at the same time, we're going to keep everything in perspective of what we had in the process of helping you as out with some information on terms of how to get your health together here. But we'll go ahead and proceed forward and hear what the Word of God is speaking to us concerning to what's taking place as of right now. Talking about the body. Yes, sir. We're just going to do a small segment about this, about a 15-minute show. Talking about this is seven gifts of the Spirit. Let the music play itself out. We're going to just pray here. We're going to get a close position. We're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking to us. That is coming from the King. Father God, we thank you and bless you as always. Get ourselves in position to hear what you always are speaking to us through the kingdom of God. Let us know and realize and understand that you're always in control. Whatever you call us, whatever season that with you. Whatever it is you have put in front of us, during our tours, our course of time of prayer. Bless you, God, to electrify, eliminate, not eliminate, but illuminate that word come before us that we may see and understand and realize that the work we're doing is not of ourselves, but the power of the Most High God. Father, thank you for this time, this moment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare, we decree it done according to the Spirit, we speak not ourselves, but of the power of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord, amen. It's such a blessing from God to be with us here. You don't see, but you kind of push the music back here just a little bit. Get ourselves going here. We want to make sure we're in position to hear what the Word of God is speaking to us on this particular afternoon here at HNLC. As I said once before, it was kind of a tragedy, not that bad, but you know, it just got some arrows in that position. Now, we're talking with the man of God out of California, Samuel O'Neill, and we got a cat crossfired, came out of one of our foreign countries. Went to switch over and things just kind of collapsed there. But let's give this word as we get ready to bring something to you dealing with the area of the gifts of the Spirit. This is a new series going to be talking on, just kind of give you a rough of it. Before we start on the 21st, it's going to start actually at 7:30. We're going to push it out at 9:30. Well, yeah, it was 7:30. I'm sorry, I'm mixed up on my schedule here. I'm trying to get the right 7:30 because we got Samuel O'Neill coming on at 10, hopefully. And we're going to, if there's any change in schedule, you'll see that on my social network. But I'm thinking they said it's going to be between 7, it's going to be 7 a.m. or 9:30 p.m. We got to check that out. We'll come back to you later. As a man, got to get that information for me as we finish out this particular, just rough of this particular thing we're already talking about here. Dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. You know, we talk about the gifts of the Spirit. You're talking about the gift of wisdom. You know, number one on our list. We're going to try to cover a couple of them each time we come on the land, on the air. We're going to deal with the wisdom, understanding, and counsel. The wisdom is, we're talking about wisdom. Wisdom is the gift of allowing a person to understand things of God's point of view. Now, that makes a lot of sense, just like principles. You know, in other words, wisdom allows a person to recognize truth. A person with a gift of wisdom is able to take the truth and use it for God's glory, choosing godly decisions and solutions during the course of time as you're going through those things. Understanding is a big thing to me. Talk about, you know, understanding the wisdom. It seems like they go coincide to me, but they're not separated. You know, we talk about the understanding, you know, what the second gifts of the Holy Spirit. People sometimes have a hard understanding, you know. I've been through this before. When the first come into knowing the Holy Spirit, that's not, you know, that's you don't see things from a spiritual standpoint of view, and you don't understand things from a spiritual point of view. You're still out of a current world. It's like somebody spins you around, and then it just pushes you in the direction. You know, what we do, we play that little thing with the kids. We turn around in a circle, and you're just kind of staggered. You know, you kind of, because you don't have a solid, you know, direction of where you're going. So wisdom brings a, you know, it brings a lot of understanding. It's not that much different. I mean, understanding is not that much different from wisdom. Wisdom is desire for us to be able to just get a good understanding, allowing us to grasp the last things, the things that's a part of God's truth. You know, faith through understanding. We can also, you know, we can also gain a lot of confidence, you know, in the process of having understanding. Because when you understand something better, more you move in it a little bit better. If you understand, if that makes sense, this to you. If I don't understand it, I'm confused. If I get the wisdom of what I'm understanding, it enables me to look at things from a different standpoint of view. And once I understand that thing from a wisdom standpoint of view, I understand it. And when I understand it, I can move a little bit more comfortably. It's like a person who's telling me to do something. If I don't quite know the directions, I'm going to have to keep asking. And that's what the Word of God tells us to keep asking. You know, ask. You don't ask. You know, he didn't have, you know, the hard time understanding. If he don't know the truth, you know, ask. And it should be freely given to him. That's what James tells us. You know, we talk about counsel, the gift of counsel. It's another gift of righteous judgment. Counsel is the third of the Holy Spirit. Our spirits, we're talking about, when we're talking about perfecting of divine just direction, you know, counsel. Someone who moves you in a spiritual thought, a spiritual gift, and a spiritual confirmation through what the Holy Spirit has told them to tell you. And this is what we look at. We want to get godly counsel, and everything we do get good understanding. That talks about that over in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2:15, I believe. You can talk about the process of us being able to study the Word to show ourselves approval. If we know the Word is coming from the Word of God, we know the Word of God to be truth, then we're going to follow that. As we follow that, we're going to gain wisdom, we're going to get understanding, and we're going to move forward, and we go to counsel someone, we'll be able to distribute that information to them about what the kingdom of God is all about in their life. We talk about fortitude. Fortitude is known as a gift of courage. Everybody needs courage in the body of Christ. You know, the Bible never wants us to be men that's or women that's wimpy. I'm not saying it in a negative way, but I'm saying it in such a way he wants us to be strong. He said, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, the knowledge and the fortitude to knowing, to have courage through the gifts of that particular person, to know that you had the confidence to know that when they're praying with you, it's kind of like being on the battlefield. And I'm out there and I got confidence, I got fortitude, I got courage, and the fact I know this man, and I know he's able to do. I trust his word. A person who's got the gift of fortitude up to good things, and they think they got the strength to stand the evil, you know, being in the midst of conviction, they can handle it, move forward. They have no problem with that at all. You know, we talk about knowledge. The gift of knowledge allows a person to understand the meaning and the purpose of God. That's really important for us to understand the meaning and the purpose of God. All these things come together as one. But we are knowing, understand, and realize that the arena that we're in, which is through the Holy Spirit, allow us to have the confidence to continue moving and have a little bit more guidance about who the Holy Spirit is in terms of how he teaches us to move into all truth. You know, we're talking about pity. You know, pity is the sixth gift of the Holy Spirit, according to what the lineup behind it is protection. It's a virtue religion. While some look at it as being religion today, has been an example of faith, you know, pity, you know, what God says, you know, have pity on them. You know, that's a person who has, you know, you have, how can I say, they believe that person is going through. I went through that before, so I'm going to have pity on that individual, knowing that we all went through the same thing. We talk about the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, the gift of fear. You know, we're always going to fear the Lord. The Bible says the greatest thing to remember the Lord, coming to the Lord, is the fear. And this is what we're going to kind of deal with on tomorrow. The different seven gifts of the Spirit. Didn't want to be with you guys too long. Just want to kind of share that information to you about what's going on here at HNLC. Don't forget the man of God, Samuel O'Neill, coming out of California on this coming, tomorrow. We're going to be coming with him tomorrow. And I still haven't got the confirmation. I believe it's going to be with O'Neill. I think they're going to move it to a later date. I think it's going to be at 10 Central Standard Time. And I'm going to add that information for you solid before we actually move into that particular arena. I want to make sure we're going to get it right time. Hey, look, it's always a blessing for you guys to join me at HNL Studios here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. Just need to pray for us as we go forth and doing the work of the kingdom, God. It's always a blessing. And hey, look, guys, look, don't give up. Just keep moving. And know that God's got a plan that supersedes far beyond more you can imagine and understand. God bless you guys.